and it's mosaics, what you're actually talking about.
Okay.
The entanglement.
So it doesn't...
Because all it actually is the orbit of the quantum knot under the action of an ambient group. But you don't know what the group is, you don't know where the field is, you don't know where it begins or ends. You can't have an associated ambient group which represents all possible ways of moving a rope around without cutting the rope or cutting the rope, let it pass through itself. Unlike the classical closed piece of rope, the quantum knot can be exhibited in non-classical behavior. The superposition of the quantum entanglement raises some interesting, puzzling questions about the relationship between topological and quantum entanglement. The knot of any time is not a simple orbit of the quantum under the right sphere, but it investigates the quantum observer, which are the invariants of the quantum knot and not itself. You still have the Hamiltonians and the generators and the ambient group and the basic of quantum tunneling and overcrossing and undercrossing the basic toolbox within the paper emanating system and the formal rewriting. Then with simple strings, conjecture that the formal fully fits in an axiomatic way in a way provides a tame knot theory. So that's all that's about.
Okay. Thanks for that, Ion. I don't know much about those things. I just wanted to see if there's anything. Then can I ask again?
Permutation, which is the product of one move.
Hey, Sean, is there a show called Quantum Knots? What's the name of that TV show?
No, it's not a show. No, it was a quantum knot, Bob, in Mosaic. It's the actual taking of tying a knot without ever crossing the rope, without ever passing through itself.
In weaving?
Quantum knot system. In quantum physics.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you spell knot?
Yeah, we got that K N O T.
Oh, okay. All right, quantum knots. All right, gotcha. Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Yes, Ion, when you were talking about the, I think it was on the Watch Youth show about the app that sort of pre-apps everything, were you inferring to, because that's mechanical right stuff, that's what we've got already in non-physical?
We're very mad about it, but yes.
About the apps and stuff, because I was going to make an app, and I don't want to anymore.
No. It's mechanical bride stuff. There's enough Bobs running around here without any of all that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm glad it sort of worked out like that. Thank you. And then, Ion, if I can, everyone sort of expecting if things are going to happen. That's why I asked about Olivia and if we are the center of the storm, because we want to know if we just, wherever we are, going to be okay, or are we going to get, like Noah got exact instructions of how to build the ark, what to do. Is Ion going to help us like that? Or do we just focus on our happiness and things will be fine?
Well, yeah. Get happy or get out.
Okay. And the drops are certainly really, really helping with that. Thank you.
So far, so good, yes.
Yeah, and then I would like to know, because I'm living in a caravan at the moment, but in the way things are, even if I had a lot of money and I buy a house, I don't really own that house then, do I?
Oh, because you have to pay the tax on the house. So even when you buy the house, then you got to pay tax on the house. So now you're paying somebody for something that you've already bought. So no, yes. The Daleks messed that up for you, darling. The Daleks messed that up for you, darling.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of people in the UK, even they buy land, and they still have restrictions of what they can do. They can't just live.
That's true. See, Bob's trying to buy Zappy's house, and then she's like, well, you ain't going to have it when you buy it. You can't do this and can't do that and this and that. It's restricted, this, that, and the other. And he's like, well, I'll burn it down. I was like, well, you still got to get the permit to burn the damn thing down. You can't even burn down your own house without getting permission. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean. Okay, Sean, I think you've run your course. I think I'm ready to move on to some other exciting input.
Okay, you can move on. Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Bob.
We put all that on the Goober Snatch. Put all your stuff on the Goober Snatch.
Okay, I'll have a look.
You got your host question answered.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ian.
Did you get your host question answered?
I'll have to quickly check because I don't have my computer in front of me, so I have to check on my phone and click off the Skype after I've muted myself.
Yeah, you're going to check to see if you've got all the data you were going to ask about?
Yeah, and then I'll ask again if I have to.
Right.
Wonderful.
Okay.
You're welcome here always.
Thank you.
Going over to the template, you're welcome. Let's see who.
Don't tell her. We told her to get the thing off the Goober Snatcher, but she can't read the Goober Snatcher now. They've spoiled the ending of the 100. Don't read it. They spoiled it. They told her what happened. Don't look at it. Don't do it. Yeah, they didn't. Trina, you're telling shit. She wasn't on them in on season 2, and you're telling shit. Don't be telling that stuff. Run it. We talked about the China and that weather, but that was all we did. We didn't do nothing. Don't spoil it.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, Sheila, do you have something to say?
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, honey. What you know?
Hey. Thank you for lots of information from last week's show about perspective and Andrea Pozzo and the Hall of Perspectives at Villa Farnesia. It was really wonderful.
Did you actually get something out of all that? Well, that's good because it was a white knuckle flight for us too.
Who evoked that information, Sheila?
You know what? I don't remember. It was a woman that was asking questions, and then Ian was giving these answers that didn't seem to apply to her questions.
That would be Kim? That was Kim?
It's possible.
Or Roxy? Or someone
else? No, it wasn't Roxy.
So maybe it was Sarah. Yeah, there was another person asking something. Anyways, so you got that done?
Yes. And particularly the keys that are in it, the cross keys.
Yeah.
Ian, is that something that was for this painting that I'm working on?
Yes, indubitably. Indubitably.
And was there something else specifically? The Grecian keys, there's the Grecian keys, there's the acorns, the color around the crown, the golden color around
polygons.
The crown.
Polygons.
Okay. Is that in the architecture itself, the polygons?
Yes.
And then the Irish pound from 2000? The Irish euro, the 100 euro note from Ireland.
The one they're having trouble with.
They're having trouble with that particular note? Or just euros in general?
Yes, but they think it is counterfeit.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. They won't take them.
Huh.
They say they're funny money.
Because they have that portal image on it.
That's right.
And that portal image has multiple arcs inside the arcs. That would also be helpful for my painting.
Yes, we think so.
Okay.
But that's all creative juice stuff, honey. If you ain't got an erection by now, you ain't getting there no way.
No.
You know, you're developing it, but you got to be there. You know this. You know how to.
Yes.
This ain't your first rodeo.
No. Okay. On a different topic, we're going on vacation on Saturday morning. Are there any specific areas that we should visit on our boat or on foot? Anything that would delight us more than other places?
Well, I mean, are you just setting sea to the sail, or are you going to some cay in particular?
We don't have an itinerary at the moment that I'm aware of.
Well,
other than going to the baths.
Then get out of the way and we'll take you. That'd be fun. But don't get sideways. You know how that man you live with is. Everything isn't planned to the nth degree. It'll crease his fedora.
No, he's not like that. I'm like that.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Have I been mistaken in my perception?
We would say he thinks I'll just protest too much.
Protesting that I'm that way when I'm not so much?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Just, you can't be all creatively everything always, can you?
No.
Well, good. Then ease off the gas a little bit. Let him run it.
Okay.
Can't hurt, huh? And besides, then if it gets all fucked up, you can blame him. So that's even better, isn't it?
Yes.
But if you run everything, he's like, well, honey, you said, you did, you mean, you. I really didn't have anything to do with this at all. So we're not in the place you wanted to go. How would I know that? So, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of Versailles.
The best part of Versailles. Are you back to my painting?
Yeah. We are. We do. We be.
Are you talking about the Hall of Mirrors?
Do. Always. And actually, it's the lustres that make that important, not so much the hall or the mirrors.
The lustres, you mean the chandeliers?
Of course. Isn't that what they are in en français?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good. We thought we were being glib again.
Never you, glib.
It had to be glib. That good old cliche. Wandering around. Thought we had found somewhere to sound. But you are the best. We're waiting on the rest. It had to be you, it had to be you. Glib, cliched archetype you. Da-da. Tito gets double credit for that one, Bob, because that wasn't really a rant. It was just a homophone.
Yeah, I got knocked off, so I missed the last
time. Oh, welcome to our world. We were singing. Yeah, it had to be you, the glib cliché archetype song.
What is it? Was it a bit of a rant, Sheila? Put down.
It was a lovely serenade about
a serenade. Nice.
A serenade.
All right then. Ian sings a rant. Ian specks him a rant.
Speckin she hooglin. Speckin she hooglin.
Hooglin?
Singing rant.
Hooglin.
Hootman.
Hootman.
Okay, Sheila, can you ask some questions about other matters that you know nothing about?
She doesn't know anything about. She doesn't know anything about what she asked already. So that's what she knows.
Yeah,
what to ask if she knows nothing about that already? And if we told her, how would she know she was asking about it?
Yeah. So ask some other kinds of questions, Sheila. I gotta get through the next 45 minutes, so. Make it interesting for
him. Well, it's time for a musical interlude. He needs a musical interlude. Something we've already sent you, Bob. Look in your inbox and see what's what. It'll prime Sheila's anthropomorphic puzzle.
Oh, there's Jim Turner. Let's see. Oh, he's not available.
You gotta play SpaceX. Gotta play SpaceX. Do you realize that Elon Musk has done it? Do you realize how much your stock is going to go up in that, Bob? It's going through the roof.
What'd he do?
Play the SpaceX.
SpaceX. Oh, okay, watch SpaceX. All right. Okay.
Yeah, play that. Now, this is the song. This is the song, Sheila. This is for you. We did this hours ago waiting for you. So this is good. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what you're going to do on your holiday. Play it, Bob.
Okay.
This is it right here. And it's also celebrating SpaceX. It's celebrating SpaceX. It's huge. It's really, really big.
Okay, just a second.
Wonderful.
Everything's open. I think everything's open. SpaceX.
You're going to like this one. It's a good one.
How come it's coming through the speaker over there? Why isn't it on my phone?
Because you got to put to the... You gotta push the D-Lolly, Bob. Soundflower.
It's a D-Lolly.
Damn, it's under Soundflower.
Yeah, yes, go up to Soundflower, right. Okay. Sound is up.
This is good, Sheila. You're gonna like this.
Okay.
I'm on a boat length. So I'm on a boat. Okay, we had enough of that. Move forward.
Isn't that nice? Now, see, that's your SpaceX now. You know what that does, Bob. Remember we told you about Elon Musk and the space stuff and how that was all going to go down? Well, he did it, and he was successful, and nobody can believe it. Even the POTUS congratulate him. That video you just watched, that's what he did. He landed a reusable spacecraft rocket back on a pad in the middle of the fucking ocean. You can't do
that,
so now you can, just 2 days ago.
And what do you say, now we can do what?
Have space travel again.
So who's the band that swore their way through the video?
Oh, it was a parody for the comedians of what you do on a boat. It's a parody.
Right, but is SpaceX CRS-8, that's the name of Musk's robot,
company.
Or is that the name of the band?
No. That's what he completed.
Right. I'm on a boat. So we don't know what band is doing I'm on a boat.
Well, that's not... The song was something that Elon Musk took off. Okay, it's the Lonely Island is the band.
Okay. And how's that help me? What's he doing for me by doing this?
Oh, he's allowing you to have space travel, and he's making you a fortune, a literal fortune.
Doing what?
Your stock price.
Okay. The Lonely Island. I am on a boat.
You see, finally we're doing one right. His Tesla shit, he's got it all public and everybody's in his Kool-Aid. SpaceX is... But the actual press release is that we may take it public, but it's products and clients. There's just a few clients. SpaceX. It did well. It was a beautiful day in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. So who do y'all want to die this week?
Nobody.
Nobody to die? That's boring. There's a lot of those curmudgeon-y motherfuckers that need to go, aren't they, Bob?
No, you gotta get used to not relying on the death thrills of smoke.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do that. We'll follow your lead, Bob. It's working out okay for us so far.
Take a more quietist view, quietism.
Oh, we don't see. We would enjoy that, but it's just too damn quiet.
I know. You don't interpret it accurately.
The problem with anarchy, there's very few lasting anarchists, isn't it?
Yes.
They'll start a war with Bob, but they don't last long, do they, Bob?
No.
Do you know how many people love to hate you, Bob?
There's about two. It's only two.
At least two. Well, that's good.
Yeah, there's only two.
And you're doing better. And we're going to smoke them next week. Not this week, but next week, right?
All right. Okay.
Nice.
Well,
We could do a blog on who wants to get smoked worse. We could have a pegboard. People could cast lots and make wagers on who to get smoked next. We could have a smoke line. We could have a smoke line where you have a smoke show. You can convert what you think into a smoke show and start with who's going to smoke next. That sounds like fun. What do you think?
No, it doesn't sound like fun. So anybody want to talk? Phone me up. Ask me if I want to unmute you.
Okay, Bob. Hold on one second. We'll give you a call. Just a second. Hold on just a minute. We'll get that. Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Okay, good. Okay, yes, Ian. Called on the other line.
Bob, how you doing?
Nice.
You like that? Is it working out good?
How did you get on?
What? You're on? What?
How'd you get here?
Well, we're not here. We're there. You said to call you up and see if we could be unmuted, so we thought we would and see how you go. And we have a fabulous audience today. We thought we'd include you in them. Why don't you join us today? We're going to ask and answer questions. We're going to play with people. We got some fun music. It's in your inbox. You can play with that, too. What do you think?
Okay.
All right.
Anytime. Yeah.
Always. Happy. Is that better?
Yeah, like you're on both phones. Yeah, on both
Get
phones.
Get out. It's impossible. That's impossible. It's that damn Bob. That damn Bill again. He's playing his shenanigans. That's what it is. It's shenanigans. Call it shenanigans.
Well, I could unmute people and see if they have anything to say.
Do you want me to call them too? I can bring them in my way if you'd rather.
Okay, call Eliza.
You want to? Oh, no. She'll just ask those same questions that we've asked all. We've already answered all her questions.
All right. Phone Madeline. Let's phone Madeline.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Now, listen to what he's doing. Now he's trying to make us do parlor tricks.
Oh, Madeline wants to say something. Oh, you like to talk to Ian, Madeline?
Yes.
Okay,
hey, honey.
You're not going to like it, though.
Hey, Alan.
Is there anything I should be doing for my meat sack?
Why don't you feed it?
Why don't I feed it?
Yeah.
So am I not feeding it correctly?
Well, tell us exactly what you've eaten so far. Tell us what you've eaten today.
Digestive biscuits.
And that's it?
So far.
What's your question, Madeline? What to eat? What was your question?
If there's anything I should be doing for my meat sack that I have not been doing.
Oh.
I have the feeling that a lot of my unhappiness, I worry about it because get happy or get out. And I think it's... has to do with my meat sack being unhappy, and that makes sense. Maybe. I don't know. Is that right, Ion, or not? I mean, I know it's supposed to serve me. It's supposed to be the other way around, but it's not working. I don't want to get out, Ion. I want to get happy.
Well, then get happy. Get yourself. Get happy. It'll be all right. Get happy. Nut a little bit, honey.
Well, we talked about that last night. You said I'm backed up.
Hey, that's right.
So, huh?
Right.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah, I don't know how to ask the right questions. I'm sorry, Bob. Never mind.
Sorry, I was on mute. I was saying you're evaluating yourself too much. Just ask some questions. Stop judging yourself.
I did. It didn't. I don't.
Just say any old question.
I gave up, Bob. I don't know how to ask them properly.
Well, that,
good. That's
no
good.
Way.
Now you got there. Good. When you get to the end of your rope, everybody says tie a knot and hang on. We say turn loose because you're 6 inches off the ground.
Yeah, like, you know, you're asking questions, saying sentences with small words. Everybody else over-talks. Since you don't have much to say, you could ask good questions. Just keep it real limited.
They're very relevant. They're very relevant. And so we say, what do I do when you meet? We said nut more, and you're like, okay. And I was like, oh, and then you're inappropriate anyway and sad, and you're like, you give up. And that's, forget all that shit. Get happier. Get out, which is not what you said. We're not going to make you cry. Don't worry. It's okay. We got this.
No,
all we're saying is that
I'm not afraid of crying. I thought maybe I need to. I don't know.
Get your body functioning. You're counterintuitive to what your body says do. Your body says do a thing, and you say, I can't do that. And then you go, I can't do that. So you got to do that. Because you're going to be miserable until you do that. So do that, and then you'll do it, and you'll go, ah, boy, that was bad, but it sure was fun. I enjoyed it. I want to do it again, again,
well,
again, again, again.
The thing you've told me twice to do is nut, and I have been attempting to do that. It's not quite going that well.
Well, what happens is, and this is in the crane, you're overthinking it. You're overthinking it. Those are biological functions. Just like if you go to the doctor and say, I can't go poop, and then a good doctor won't give you a laxative and all this kind of stuff. Oh, he may give you a stool softener or something like that. But actually, what he'd tell you to do if he's a good doctor, you know what he'd say? He'd say, eat. You go, oh, I'm miserable. I can't eat anymore. He said, nope, if you eat right, it'll move. All that'll work, and you work it out, work it out, work it out. Make it from a pressure standpoint.
Yeah, but you said eat right, so.
No, we're talking about constipation now and the remedy for it. If you ate more, if you weren't so ravenously starving yourself to death, you might have enough energy to actually orgasm.
You're saying I'm starving myself?
Yeah, you're very little.
I'm sorry?
You're too little. Don't you agree?
No.
You don't agree? Describe yourself then.
5'4" and like between 135 and 140 pounds. I've got plenty of cushion, lots of it.
Not errantly so. It's just it's about balance. You are right. Take the heat out of the fire. Start enjoying this, and you're saying you can't. Then you go have an orgasm. You say I can't. You say join life. You say I can't. Okay. Well, we know what you can't do. Let's see what you can do. Do the level that you can. And if you do the level that you can, then it'll ease into a better, blissful, potentially nutting experience. Do you think? What do you think? What do you think from that side? It's about the same at the end of days, isn't it? Huh? Hey, what do you think?
I think... somehow, that I don't know where... Something I'm not getting. I don't know. I don't even... I'm sorry. Never mind, Bob. Next.
The last thing that you... It's good. It's no problem. Think about the last thing. What was the last thing you've ever enjoyed? The last thing you ever really enjoyed.
What was the last thing you ever really enjoyed, Madeline?
I can't even think.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Madeline.
No wonder the proclivity would not move you into a joyful, happy ending if there's nothing that even brings you joy. So we got to find something that's happy. That if you've never had anything that's joyful, that sucks. So let's find something that does. It ought to be easy to please you, honey.
No, there's lots of.
Tell us.
Okay. I'm sick. I have a flu or something today, so it's tough to,
Suffering from affluenza? Suffering from affluenza, are you?
Affluenza? Yeah, I wish. I got to go camping and hiking recently. That was joyful.
Well, we didn't say did you not want to go kill yourself. We said it's the most enjoyable thing you've ever done that you would want to do again.
You said it was the last.
Yeah.
It's not like I run around in misery constantly at all.
But there's also no toe-curling experiences of abstract bliss either.
No, and I seem to, all right, so if we're going to talk about toe-curling and nutting, I don't seem to find the person for the job.
Well, write your memoirs, honey, and they'll show up. Do you realize what you're asking? People are going make shit crazy to find people that are interested enough in the business of making business, been a business doing pleasure with you, honey, to the point where they would pay you money to do that, and you're sitting here going, I really haven't found the right person to do it. It's kind of like, well, honey, try them all. That's how you know which one it is. Try them all. Sleep with everybody on the planet.
That's exhausting.
For whom?
Me.
That's the point. See, you're saying it's exhausting. You're working too hard, honey. They're the ones that are supposed to be panting, not you. Give us a good working definition of coitus. That may help. Because you're making this hard and challenging. But we wait. Hard and challenging, that's what you want. You got to mix it up a little bit, honey. You're never going to beget the sun and air if you don't.
Okay,
come along
well, so
place,
like the last one though, I want a little. Friendliness, warmth, not just.
Ew, that's not what we're even talking about. That's great, but that's not nothing wrong with liking it. But it's not the conversation we're talking about. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about the physical orgasm aspect of life and living. Once you get that down, then you can find somebody
living.
To snuggle. Somebody can snuggle with and lick your toes and whatever else you want done. That's all fine and wonderful. But we're talking about the simple process of coitus. We're not talking about anything else other than that. And once you get that, then you can have one that pets you a certain way and does a certain way and blah, 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 blah. No, honey. We're talking about getting busy, and then after that, then we'll cuddle, and you show them how you want them to cuddle afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I thought I was. Okay.
Well, don't say okay because you don't know. So you need to ask another question till you do know. We'll help. We have already. We think
you're
we have already,
me
but
just,
we want to.
Just get to whoring and worry about the rest later.
No, we're talking about nutting, the experience of coitus, and everything else will work itself out.
All right. So I guess okay.
You know what would be really pleasurable? It would be really pleasurable if you had engagement with someone that was actually you didn't mind looking at.
Right.
That would be fun.
That would be. Okay, well,
lick your lips and swing your hips and change your name to No.
In a relative sense, I've done a hell of a lot more of this than in the rest of my life put together in the last, like, 6 months or whatever. Ion said get to nothing, so I did. And it's not working is what I'm saying.
The engagement of coitus is not enjoyable for you?
Sometimes it kind of is, but mostly not so much.
What about it's not pleasurable to you?
I am not getting the kind of nobody's making my toes cry. I don't know. They're not doing it right.
Success. You need to find somebody that knows what they're doing, darling. Okay, we got
yes,
that.
Yes, I
okay,
do.
We understand.
Yeah.
That's a little better. That'll help. That'll help. That's right. We can get that. That's okay. We sort of know what to do now. What you gotta do is you got a vicissitude problem. We got that. Okay. They have a thing from the Lucky Box on the internet where you can actually get a seasoned professional who does just this.
Oh, shit.
Like on Hung, they call them a happiness consultant. And you get you a happiness consultant. And that'll make it easier. And they know exactly what to do. And that will be enjoyable for everybody. So that's what we're going to suggest. That'll solve it. Dear Lord, yeah, that's right. Then they will, because they are paid professionals to take care of these things. So they can take care of them prolifically.
Bob, you know what I'm telling me to do.
They have them on Snapchat.
I just know that Jade was told Jade to call herself a happiness consultant, but it wasn't sexual.
This is
sexual that you're talking about, coitus.
Yeah, we're trying to get her a nut that she likes. We're trying to get her a nut that she likes.
Right, so what is it that I don't know or do know that he's talking about, Madeline?
She's nutting and she's not enjoying it.
I know, I know.
He's telling me to get a professional.
I mean, escort. Escort
I'm not
service?
I'm fucking spend money on that shit. She's spending it on me.
Escort service is what he wants you to do, right?
Okay. Then you could put out.
I mean,
well, that's fine. Then you could be the escort and they could pay you. Maybe that would be more fun. Anything that adds a little pizzazz into it for you, honey.
God.
You didn't think we'd turn that on you, did you?
No.
You can make you some money. Make you some money checks. We're saying you gotta get this to someplace where you're happy. That's all we're saying. We don't care.
I know I do.
Madeline, why don't you present yourself as a professional and you make people happy? And then maybe side effects.
And you know what they're supposed to do. You know what they're supposed to do because they're not doing it to you. If you could do that to somebody else, honey, you'd be happy forever. Because the very thing that they're not doing, if you could do, you'd be happy. Well, they would, too. They'll even pay you money checks to do it. Dun, dun, dun. Green giant.
All right. My new career path solves, killed two, three birds with one stone. Okay. Great, thank you, Ion.
You should charge extra for threesomes, though, really.
Okay, thank you, Ion.
Bob will help you with your price schedule. He knows all about it. Don't you, Bob?
Well, that's good. That's good, madam. Why don't you just open up an escort service? And you don't have to go out to hear the stories of people. The miserable stories, that'll make you happy. If you listen to everybody else sort of screwing up their escort career, it'll make you feel superior, and it might make you feel a little better about yourself. No? You don't like that idea?
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm saying don't become a member of an escort service. You start an escort service so you can stay back at the office and everybody else goes out and has the experience, they come back and tell you.
You could be our new Ashley Madison. That'd be fun.
Right.
There's certainly a void in the world over there.
And you would hear all their terrible experiences, the escorts, and then that would make you feel better.
And you could show them how to nut right if they weren't doing it right. So they could do good. Then you can show them, and when you show them, then you'll find out what a good nut is too. And then you wouldn't be unhappy for not having a good nut because you know you showed them what a good nut was. See, and then they'll read about it in the New York Times in the morning, and a good time was had by all. Didn't expect that one, did you? Sugar, super sugar love. You didn't expect that one, did you?
Super sugar love.
There you go. Bob didn't think he was going to make it through these last few minutes with anything good, and here he hit the best of the payday. Right here in the last of the day.
Madeline brought in the best fun in the last 22 minutes. Absurd topic.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday, Madeline?
Birthday. It's always.
Was it?
I don't know. I don't always say that.
here's Lady Ohm. Madeline, I have an extra ticket to the play Chicago next Sunday at City College in San Francisco. Would you like to go? Like to go to this play? With Madeline, with Lady Ohm, who's the Zappa.
See, that's one of nice. We'll go. We'll go. That's fun. We don't need a ticket, though, so we just bug in. That's nice. We can crash. You want to go,
on the line. Just a minute. Shut up. Somebody said, I'm on the line. Who's saying that? Somebody says they're on the fucking line. Let me see.
Lady Ohm is in San Francisco?
Line fucking.
Yeah,
line fucking.
I have coffee. I don't
want
to go see a City College production.
You don't want to? Okay.
If you charge
but
for line fucking, you should charge more.
You can give her my email, Bob. Or something.
What?
I don't. I'll hang out.
Okay. I don't know if I have her email. Where's the list of people? Web control. Someone
says
on the
Duke
line.
Hit reset.
Okay, I'm going to unmute. I mean, oh my God, look, there's Fuckface.
Hey,
Legend. That's it, fucking Legend. Legend. What are you doing? Legend has life without me. We haven't heard
from
you.
Everybody's coming.
Everybody's
coming.
How you doing, Legend? Come on in, Legend.
Hey, mama name's kicking. How about your mama name? How they hang?
Oh, yeah. They're all alright. My mama and them.
They all right? Hey, I'm glad to hear that they all right. Yeah, that's good. It'd be all right. That's fine. It'd be all right.
Hey, Bob, he just called me Fuckface. Why would he do that?
We're
Bob's minor bird. We just minor bird. We mine Bob. We just minor.
You're
better be careful though, because President Trump's coming, so it'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's what you've been saying.
Make people laugh.
We get people laugh.
Okay, I have a couple comments, a couple questions, and a couple perspectives. Are you ready for these?
Yeah, yeah, can you help her nut, though? Can you help her nut properly, though? We're having nutting problems. So we're taking
I got more than I can handle right now. I got more on my plate than I can handle.
We understand. We understand. We understand. We feel your bliss. We feel your bliss. It's all right. Okay, good. That's good to know. Now, go ahead with your tyrant. We're with you.
Okay, the first couple comments. I got a new bottle. Holy smokes, that stuff's like for real.
Deadly structure.
You better know it.
So now I got all the girls on that. But do you think they're taking enough?
That'll help them. That'll help them. The middle one can take a little bit more. The middle one can take a little bit more.
Okay, I'll work on her. But, you know, it's hard to keep their attention long enough to let them know how good it is.
No, no, no. Tell them it's illegal and they'll go to jail. And Nancy Reagan said, just say no. And tell them that it'll rot their brain out and they'll kill them dead as a door hammer. And they'll be dependent and codependent and they'll die in a very little well somewhere in someone else's box. And then they'll do it because they'll try to spite you. So that's good. Do that. Do it that way. It's good.
Okay,
called good parenting.
That.
It's called good parenting.
Well, the other thing is, the newer set of Renew drops that come in, they seem to be a little higher frequency as well. So I've had an insatiable appetite for protein. All I've been eating is beef every day for the past month.
Good.
I mean, am I getting
good.
Too much? Because I'm
no,
just telling, like,
no.
Steaks in the morning, steaks, hamburgers in the evening.
That's fine, that's fine. There's no worry with that. It doesn't all have to be red meat. You can have some pork. Pork's not bad. Don't do just, even eggs are good protein. It's fine. Just don't limit it to just beef. Add other things too.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is it just a, it's an insatiable craving that doesn't go away.
It's like vampires looking for blood, isn't it?
I'm eating it rawer and rawer as I go.
Tartar. Yeah, that's right. Tartar works. You're exactly right. That's right.
Okay.
No question.
So I'm not eating too much is what you're
saying. Just balance it. Because you're burning them all. So, you know, that's fine. I mean, you're not falling down. So you're all right.
No, I feel great. So
thanks.
I think, you know, for the drops and the Renew cream, it's unbelievable.
Oh,
but
it really is.
Okay, those are my comments. Now, here are my questions. The other day, I go out to the bar to watch the national championship game with Andrew. We're at the bar. The bar clears out afterward. We're drinking Original Coors, delicious beer. Anyway, these two older dudes come into the bar. They could have sat anywhere. They sat right next to us. Then Andrew goes to the bathroom. The guy takes his seat. Really weird exchange went down. The guy, like, gave him this fish limp handshake kind of thing. Gave him a cheesy smile. Then I turned around and they were gone. So I think they're Men in Black. Who were those men, Ion?
They weren't Men in Black, but they were not from here.
Oh, jeez.
But they weren't Men in Black. They weren't Men in Black. But they're not.
Yeah, but why are they rolling up on us like that? What, there was a whole.
You've done everything but put a sign on your forehead that says I'd like to nut in your butt. You've done everything but that. So what else you want to do? I mean, you've done everything. You've done called out every extraterrestrial, interterrestrial, astroterrestrial, and everything else under the planet. You call them coming, singing, and screaming, and hollering, waiting them to come up, sitting on the levee, waiting on the Robert E. Lee, and then they start showing up, and you're like, fuck, what's going on here? They're showing up. We don't know why they're showing up, but you keep calling them. You keep calling them, and what the hell you think is going to happen? You've done everything but put a neon sign on your little quadrant of God's little superhighway, and now they're here, so hang on.
Well, what'd they want? Did they put a chip on?
They just want interaction. They want interaction. It's fun.
Oh, ball. There was something going on there. What was the whole handshake about?
Then you know that you know. How else would you know?
Come on. There's something more to it than that. Can you just tell me what it was that they were there for to do? And why, so you're saying it was just an introductory period there. They were old dudes, wrinkly. They're like strange. They're weird dudes. Where are they from?
Yes, they are. Didn't say.
So the handshake had no nefarious applications, no chips, no nano chips placed in hands. There's nothing like that.
Well, there's one behind your ear now, but it's not that one.
No, I mean from them that night.
Yeah, there's one behind your left ear right now. It's got a little dot behind your left ear. There's one there now, and it's from them. But it's not a bad thing. It's okay. They're just tracking you a little bit.
Well, how do I get that removed?
You don't. Why would you do that? That's like cutting off your penis because it pees. You use it for other things, too. You're not hurt nothing. Now get out of here and go have some fun and relax yourself and do some good. It's great fun.
Oh, well, that's all you're going to give me on that?
That's all you get on that, because you're figuring it out. But all these other strange anomalies, that's what they are, is anomalous. And they're coming, and just hang on. Stay close, stay tight. Don't come 5 minutes before quitting time and expect to get warm malt liquor.
All right, well, you're always referring to El Segundo. Can you elaborate a little more in detail on exactly what's going on over there?
Well, you need to stay out of Hawthorne completely, and that leading right up to El Segundo is a pretty big pit. So you might not want to play there. You'll lose your wallet in El Segundo. Everything sort of south of Hawthorne, stay out of.
So you're saying there's a portal there that they're using, the Air Force?
A big one, yeah.
And so shit's coming and going through there.
But yeah, so, have you been there? You've been there, so you see what's around there. Where are those people? They aren't anything. They're not even from Mexico. They're from nowhere. I mean, it's like, look at these people. It's kind of like, these aren't even freaks. They aren't even known. You know, P.T. Barnum couldn't even make money off of these cats. They're some wide open running funners, huh?
Well, I was hoping you'd give me a little more details on that. I mean, like, they're bringing in creatures, or they're bringing in...
They aren't creatures. They're not bringing through. They're just coming. It's no big deal. Okay, adios. Have a good week. It's been great fun, y'all. Come back when you can stay longer.
Excellent, Ian. Thank you very much, Ian.
Thanks,
great
Ian.
Great performance. You predicted it would be a good show, and it was a good show.
Lots of rants.
Excellent work. And we will end in a few minutes. I will unmute everybody so you can all talk among yourselves. Let's see. Unmute. Everybody's going to be unmuted.
All participants are now unmuted.
You can talk now.
Hey, Bob, Kev, thanks. Good show.
Yeah, sorry if you didn't get a chance to. I saw somebody sent me a message, but it was too late.
Yeah, I was trying to get in and do a follow-up thing, but it's all right. I have notes. It'll be good. It was fun. It was a good show. Great show.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of rants. Yeah, you heard most of it?
I'm sorry?
You heard most of the show?
Yeah, most of it. I'll go back and do a little review. I took a couple of notes. I missed some of the start of the show. I have to go back and do some of that. But it was fun. It's always fun. And Ion is just looser than a goose. He's just loose as a goose now.
Yeah, he actually was... He turned the first 3 or 4 hours into one long rant, almost.
Well, they've changed. See, they don't really care so much. They've changed dramatically from what they were before. But it's fun. It's great to participate and listen.
They've changed. You're saying Ion's changed?
Well, yeah, it has, yes.